Thousands of mourners gathered in Atlanta today to remember Lisa Left Eye Lopez. The 30-year-old rapper was part of the Atlanta-based trio TLC, the best-selling women's group in history. Lopez died a week ago in a car crash while on vacation in Honduras. Joshua Leves lined up with fans paying their respects at today's service in Atlanta.
The ceremony took place at New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Lithonia, Georgia, just east of Atlanta. The church is one of the largest in metro Atlanta. It seats 10,000 people. Still, the fans who were able to get in were those who lined up early, including 23-year-old Shay Winby. Winby says she's always looked up to Lopez because in her raps and her personal life, she seemed strong and independent.
She had her own style. She's her own person. She can do what she wanna do, and it looked good on her.
Before the ceremony began, a hearse drove up to the church with a casket containing Lopez's body. People in line watched as it was brought inside the church. Many began crying. Lopez's casket is inscribed with these words: "Dreams are hopeless aspirations in hopes of coming true. Believe in yourself. The rest is up to me and you." Lopez wrote those words in a rap that was part of TLC's number one hit, Waterfalls, in 1994.
Dreams are hopeless aspirations and hopes are coming true. Believe in yourself, the rest is up to me.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
Lopez has always had tremendous respect from people in the music industry. She began rapping as a kid, growing up in Philadelphia. As a teenager, she moved to Atlanta, where she met Tion Watkins and Rosanda Thomas. Together, they formed TLC. Each took a nickname, and Lopez chose Left Eye. There are different stories about its origin, but in some of TLC's early appearances, Lopez wore a pair of glasses with a condom over the left lens and rapped about issues like safe sex. Syndicated talk show host Frank Ski says Lopez brought an urban look and feel to an otherwise conservative group and showed that it can work.
She's kind of opened the door for a lot of other groups who might have, you know, if not been for her, had to stay the mainstream look, had to look a certain way, had to be a certain way, a sound a certain way. Lisa kind of broke the mold for that for a lot of groups. And, you know, back when they did it in 1992, it sort of set the standard for what you see in the music industry today.
TLC won 4 Grammys and sold more than 20 million albums, more than any other female group in history. But the group also became well known for its controversies. In 1994, Lopez burned down the home of her boyfriend, Andre Rison, of the Atlanta Falcons. The two later reconciled. More recently, Lopez publicly challenged the two other members of her group to a competition to see who could sell more solo albums. But the three remained close. In a statement, the two remaining members of TLC, known by their nicknames T-Boz and Chili, said they feel like they've lost a sister. And others who knew Lopez well say she was very loving. The singer Tiny, a close friend of Lisa's, spoke about Lisa outside today's ceremony.
She was a great person. She had a great spirit. She was just full of fun and laughing. She was very creative.
Dozens of music stars attended today's ceremony, which was closed to the media. Whitney Houston, Janet Jackson, and R&B singer Monica were among the attendees. Speaking outside the ceremony, Monica said there was a song Lopez frequently asked her to sing, called Safe in His Arms.
I believe that that's what she is now, safe in his arms.
TLC's record label has not decided what to do about the group's next album, already in production, though they have said Left Eye cannot be replaced. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.
Come on. I seen a rainbow yesterday, but too many storms have come and gone, leaving a trace. I'm not one God given raise it, because my life is 10 shades of gray. I pray all 10 fade away, sell the praise for the 7 days. And like his promises true, only my faith can undo the many chances I blew to bring my life to an end. Clear blue and unconditional skies have dried the tears from my eyes. No more lonely cries. My only leading hope is for the folk who can't cope with such an enduring pain that